Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek. Thanks for joining me today. I'm the owner of a Utilay Home Care Plus, and this is the show His Ability. And we talk on this program many things about disabilities and related subjects. So we're going to talk again today. I've been inspired today to bring in one of our family members. This is, we have with us my stepdaughter, Tasha Suzek. Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
We have Mark, my husband, and Tasha. And we are just excited about, we have a Monday night teaching class that we do. And we have been stirring up gifts of the Holy Spirit in these teenagers. And it is just supernatural. And we're just so excited and impressed with how God is just moving with us, the Holy Spirit, over a period of how long have we been doing this class, Mark?
About a year and a half.
We have, you know, just as I started at 11 years old, speaking in tongues and being around the gifts of the Holy Spirit in a charismatic environment, I felt led to, we started this class and we've been praying over these kids and, you know, getting them comfortable with receiving gifts of the Holy Spirit. And, as we've been talking to them about healing as well, things have just taken off. And Tasha has a story that I wanted her to share. It's just inspirational. Tasha, how long ago was it that you had an encounter with sickness with your little brother?
I think like a couple weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. We were, you were at your mom's and you have a little brother there.
Yeah, he's 2 years old.
Brandon?
Yep.
Okay, what happened?
He slept in to like 1, which is not normal. Usually he wakes up at like 8 in the morning. And so my mom went and woke him up, and he had a fever. Like, if you put him down, he would start crying. If you even moved him the little bit, he would start crying. And so mom gave him some Tylenol to reduce his fever. And I'm like, okay, you know, this poor kid sick, and he doesn't know he's sick. He knows he's sick, but he doesn't know it's a spiritual attack. I'm like, so he's, you know, he'll come into agreement with anything. Yeah. So he was on the couch, and my mom went to go make breakfast, and I think my sister was in the shower. So I went to him, and I put my hand on him, and I just started rebuking the attack. I just prayed that he'd have healing in his body, and that, you know, nothing's gonna attack this child. This is my brother, nothing's gonna affect him. And so I started praying in tongues, and I was probably praying in tongues for like 3 minutes. And then after that, my mom asked me a question, so I turned to look at her, and like 3 seconds later, Brandon gets up and just starts running around.
How old is he?
2 years old.
And he was just laying there kind of lifeless? Or
yeah, he looked really, really sick. And like my mom was thinking about taking him to the hospital and everything, and he gets up 3 seconds later, and he's playing with his toys, and he's running
just
around.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, it was really cool. I'd never seen something like that before, actually.
Amen, that was a miracle. And you the faith rose up inside you, and you're like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and I need to do something about this, and God spoke to you.
Well, I realize that we're the reason we get sick, because when we come into agreement, or we say, oh, like if we don't have faith, and we say, oh, we're not going to be healed, then we're not going to be healed. But see, Brandon couldn't think that way because he's just a little kid. He doesn't know. And so he was healed, like, right there, right then and there.
So your prayer over him, you believed, hey, he's going to receive this, no problem.
Yep. He's not going to have any problem with it.
That's right. And that was just so amazing. And, you know, Tasha, I remember you told me another story. This is just as amazing. We talked about how to not receive sickness and how to receive sickness because of Jesus dying on the cross for us, and you know, we don't have to deal with sin or the consequences of sin anymore, as we are under the blood of Jesus as born again Christians. So sickness has no place in our lives, right? And we've been kind of going over this slowly and learning together. And we talked about a time when can you tell me about the time years ago when you actually realized why you got sick one day?
Yeah. I think I was in like fourth grade, maybe fifth grade, and I decided I didn't want to go to school that day because I was tired and, you know, school was boring. And so I pretended to be sick, and I started coughing, just like pretend cough. And my mom's like, oh, you know, you're not going to go to school. You're coughing uncontrollably. Well, so I kept faking it. So, you know, it didn't look like it was just my plan to get out of school. And then it started, like, I couldn't breathe because I was actually coughing. Like, I'm like, what is this? I was faking. And my parents took me to the hospital and I had bronchitis. I'm like, okay, I was faking being sick and now I have bronchitis. So I know that once you come into agreement with it, even if you're trying to get out of something, it could happen. Just like.
Because you wanted to, you came into agreement with sickness for your own reasons to get out of school. And you were attacked spiritually. Later on, now that you're learning these spiritual things, you realized, hey, that's true because that actually happened to me. And now you know that sometimes we're tempted to get sick because, it, you know, especially being a kid, it sounds good. I'll stay home and watch TV. And, you know, sickness is sometimes, you know, okay with us. And we can get sick, just really get sick because of that. So
yeah, it was like to the point where I couldn't breathe. Like that's how bad it got. And amazing. It was shocking because I was faking it. And then I actually couldn't breathe because I was coughing so much.
So you were confused as to why this happened to you. But years later, when we talked about these spiritual things and learned about it, you're like,
yeah,
wow.
It was a way to let sickness in. Yeah.
So now you know how to resist it. How would you say that you tend to resist sickness right now?
Well, every time I'm feeling sick, I rebuke it because I know it's a spiritual attack and I'm not really sick. And I just ask God to bless my body with healing. And, you know, I quote verses and just I sometimes I'll read the Bible and like healing scriptures to heal me and stuff. But I usually just fight it off just because I know it's a spiritual battle. Like I tell it, you're not going to win because I know this is a spiritual battle. I've already won. I have Jesus and you're not going to attack me.
And quickly tell me about the time that you had something in your foot, your heel.
I think it, because I play softball, so it might have been from my softball cleats or like flip-flops or something, but I had this really painful like bump on my foot and it was there for a couple months, about 6 months. And, you know, after 4 or 5 months of walking on it, it hurt. And so I'm like, okay, I should have prayed over this a long time ago. I started praying over it. I rebuked it. I'm like, I don't want this here. You do not belong here. And a month later, it was gone. Girl. Yeah, I didn't even notice it. But I was like, you know, my foot doesn't hurt anymore. I looked down and it was just gone. So.
Wow.
Praise God.
Yeah. Amen. Awesome. Yeah. Got anything to say about that, Mark? Well, I know you're proud of her.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. You know, at first, when we first started sharing this stuff with you and some of the other students, you know, maybe just my physical senses, but I was thinking, you know, they're not getting it, Lynn. I mean, we're sharing all this stuff, and they
for months we were like, and they're like bored.
But then we would hear one of you say, you know, to another one, you know, oh, you're sick. Oh, you should just rebuke it and just call on scriptures and start. And I'm like, wow, listen to these kids talking. This is really working. They're really embracing the power that Jesus gave to us. It's not. What Jesus did on the cross isn't just to remove sin. It's to remove sin. It's to give us blessings. It's so that we can live life and life to the full. And you're starting to experience little pieces of that here and there when you're being attacked.
And how old are you, Tasha?
I'm 16. I will be 17 June 28th.
And 16 years old, and you're speaking in tongues, and you're rebuking sickness, and you're praying over your
healing people. Babies.
Praise God. You are going to be such a powerful woman. God has plans for your life. And we are just so, you know, enjoying watching the fruit of our labor as we learn together, Mark and I, and then passing this on to our children and their lives. They're being so protected. I mean, I know Tasha used to get sick a little bit more often. Like, you know, it was just a normal thing to get sick.
Yeah.
How often were you getting sick before we started talking about all this?
Like maybe 4 or 5 times a year. And actually a couple years ago, my doctors told me I had allergies. And I remember you telling me that you rebuked it because you used to have allergies. And I'm like, whoa, you know, I don't want to take a pill every day. Like, so I rebuked it and I haven't had allergies since then. I'm fine throughout every season. You know, I'm not sick. It's wonderful.
So you're submitting to God, resisting the devil, and he flees. And I know the first time we do that, it's like, you know, we've been through struggles where I'm trying to rebuke it. It's not leaving. You know, sometimes we've been,
going it's a fight. To, sometimes yeah, it's a
takes,
fight.
It's a battle. It takes more than one time, you know, to fight it off.
You have to believe it and keep doing it. And which the first time you get that victory is like, whoa, it's working.
Yeah. That brings me to a question. When you were, when you felt led to pray for Brandon a few weeks ago, were you, did you receive like the doubt, like, well, this isn't really going to work? Or are you getting past that now? Like sometimes when you're in the beginning of learning how to take authority over sickness, you get attacked with doubt. You know, well, if I pray, it might not work and this and that. And did you, are you dealing with that at all or no?
Well, actually, when it comes to myself, I do a little bit. But for Brandon, I knew that he couldn't think the way I do. I knew it was going to work just because he's a child. He doesn't know, you know.
That's awesome.
But me, it's like when it doesn't go away, you know, I do get a little doubt. Okay, well, what am I doing wrong, you know, but.
And the battle begins.
Yeah, but I still continue to fight it off. And then I come to you guys, you know, for prayer. And
right.
But once I saw that Brandon could be healed in a matter of seconds, that made me realize, you know, that could be me.
Amen.
That's awesome.
That's right.
So, I eventually will get to that point.
So are you sharing any of this with any of your friends?
Well, I've been sharing it with my boyfriend who still kind of struggles.
You can
with
say
it.
Hi to him. You go ahead. He'll listen.
Hi.
Hi, Kyle.
Okay.
She's blushing.
Yeah. Well, even like some of my friends, like my sister, for instance, and, you know, just all my other brothers and sisters, like my older brother, I try to, like, I bless sometimes my medicine before I take it. If I'm still like if I take NyQuil before I go to sleep, you know, I bless it. And some of my brothers and sisters think that, like, that's weird. You shouldn't be asking God like multiple times to heal me. But, you know,
hello,
I'm like fighting it off. So that's how I deal with it.
Okay. Well, we're all trying to kind of pass on to each other what we've learned. And I know that some of, you know, each of our children have done that. Well, I blessed my medicine before, and that, you know, that helps us to kind of use medicine and
anything that launches your faith.
Yeah. God will work with it, you know. But having that, we're just kind of passing on what we're doing to receive our healings. And as you know, your dad and I have healings that are in the works. So thanks for joining us today. And we are just looking forward to more and more healings and passing that on. We've got about 30 seconds left, and we just wanted to.
Well, I just want to say that what the little bit that you're experiencing, everybody can experience that. And if you're not experiencing it, read the scriptures, ask people to help you, seek other ministries that are successful at healing, and you will begin to learn how to use that faith, how to exercise what you already have in you.
We learn from books and from prayer and from scriptures. So, amen. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next week on His Ability.